For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The planned Singapore summit between the United States and North Korea is only 3 weeks away, but there are doubts, even at the White House, about whether it will actually happen. The summit appeared on track until last week when North Korea pulled out of talks with the South and then lashed out at the West. The president made another overture to dictator Kim Jong-un, promising that he would not seek a regime change if a deal to dismantle North Korean nuclear weapons was reached.
He will be safe. He will be happy. His country will be rich.
The president also said his goal was immediate denuclearization, not a prolonged process.
Does it have to be? I don't think I want to totally commit myself, but all in one would be a lot better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year and is qualified for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The House has approved a bill that would dismantle some of the key rules for banks that were put in place to prevent a reoccurrence of the 2008 financial meltdown. Banking consultant Bert Ely.
What this bill does is deal with some excesses that were in the Dodd-Frank Act that have been recognized in the 8 years since then that the Dodd-Frank Act went too far in some regards. So it's pulling back a little bit.
A number of students at the University of Southern California claim they were sexually assaulted by staff gynecologist Dr. George Tyndall. Attorney Gloria Allred is filing a lawsuit against USC and the doctor on behalf of one student. She says the university has ignored allegations against Tyndall going back many years.
USC was told as early as 1991 about Dr. Tyndall's sexual misconduct, because Jane Doe alleges that she reported it then.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
America has a lot more millionaires than it did only 1 year ago. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The report comes from Fidelity Investments. It says the number of Americans with at least $1 million in their 401k retirement accounts is up by 45% over just the past year. According to Fidelity, most of the new millionaires have been saving for about 30 years, but they've benefited from the stock market's run-up over the past 5 years. They've also contributed enough to those 401k accounts to get a full match from their employers. They don't cash out when they switch jobs, and they don't take out loans against their accounts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Environmental Protection Agency is continuing to monitor and analyze public health threats from the Kilauea volcano eruption on the Big Island of Hawaii. Lava is now dangerously close to a natural gas plant, and the possibility of toxic and flammable hydrogen sulfide could be released into the air. With more, here's John Clemens.
The EPA is testing for dangerous levels of sulfur dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, in all particulates, including glass, that has been formed from lava coming in contact with ocean waters. I spoke to Sergeant Jason Grounds of the Hawaii Police Department.
They're very microscopic. You may not see it, but aside from the huge white flumes of steam that are coming off the water, those particles are in the air as well.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.